Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
This is Dante Lee, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Hello, Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and iTunes. This is Z, the SEO Queen.
And Ernesto Comodo from 907K.
We want to invite you to attend the webinar series, How to Thrive and Grow in 2021. This workshop series is going to be awesome.
And for just $100, you'll get marketing strategy, website, SEO, and social media.
This is a steal, a great value for business owners of all sizes and types, whether you're B2B or B2C.
Yes, this is a great value. You get a domain name, hosting, website, SEO, and social media marketing.
Yes, this is a great value.
Where can you sign up for these workshops?
It's online and easy to register for. Just go to howtothriveandgrow.eventbrite.com and you can sign up for all workshops or the ones that fit your schedule between now and February. Check it out now. Just go to howtothriveandgrow.eventbrite.com. We can't wait to see you there.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. THESEOQUEEN.net. That's THESEOQUEEN.net.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, more credibility. The SEO Queen, more visibility. The SEO Queen, more profitability. The SEO Queen, 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 more credibility, more visibility, more profitability, the SEO Queen.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. The SEO Queen is a company that helps businesses get more clients and revenue without paying for advertising. Now, the SEO Queen Tech Show is a podcast for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to grow professionally, get more customers, clients, and patience. We are broadcast all over the world via Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, please go to our Instagram at the SEO Queen and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. You can also go to seoqueen.com to download the ebook. Just scroll down to the footer and it's right there. So my guest for today is a very special guest. This month of December is the Financial Awareness Month.
I have a group for North Carolina. I got over 200 people that I'll put that in my group.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We're going to start Honestly, I haven't been doing the outreach to the employers because I don't have the people, you know, so that's like you have to have the people, to have the employers, you know, so we're not where I want us to be because of the fact that we, you know, we need these candidates. So, but I definitely have people, you know, looking and they want these people. It's sad to me because I have these employers who are looking for people and specifically trying to, you know, they've done a lot of work in the diversity field and carved out a lot of jobs for us. And it's like, where are we, you know?
You know what? I think, because you're not the only job board owner I know who has this problem. I'm going to start talking about this on my platform, talking about where you can go get a job.
Thank you.
Not
thank
everybody you. Has the money to pay the SEO queen to do their SEO.
No, I don't think I have the money, Z. I went and looked up. I'm like, what's he saying? It looks expensive. But I'm going to get there, Z.
Well, I mean, my signature program right now is a 12 week sprint. National press interview acquisition. Like, if your story's good enough, guaranteed placement in Black Enterprise.
Wow. A
bunch of other stuff gets you on Google Page One for aiming for 100 keywords, plus a ton of content. Price tag is 10 grand. Not everybody can cut that check.
Yeah, I can't cut that check right now, Z. I'm trying to leave my day job. Well, I actually am on leave from my day job right now. Planning on leaving full time and, you know, putting all the money in this business. So, but I'm almost there. I'm almost where I can hire Z. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I just sent. I mean, I was. I need to go look at your website some more. But this is good. I'm gonna chop up this audio. Oof, my son. I'm so glad he just can't enter again. So I was doing the intro. So let me do the intro one more time because I know I was recording this, and then I looked up and it wasn't recording, and I don't know why that happened because I know I pressed record. So weird.
Okay. So do you know what you got or?
No, I don't know. That's why I'm going to make sure I got
enough content. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. The SEO Queen is... The SEO Queen is a business that helps businesses get more clients and revenue without paying for advertising. This podcast is one of the initiatives of the SEO Queen to help professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients the knowledge and tips and latest news to equip them to take their business to the next level. The SEO Queen Tech Show is broadcast on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. You can also go to the SEO Queen on Instagram and download the ebook from there. So today is a very, very special day because we're doing the first ever SEO Queen Roundtable. This month, the whole theme is finances. Last week, we had Evan Liepart share his story behind Kitty Credit, which I highly recommend for parents to use that app to introduce credit and finances to their children. And then before that, we had Timothy Griggs, the mastermind behind the TheGoodSteward.com. This is a credit management app that in real time can let you know your credit score and also monitor your utilization of your credit cards in real time. So without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others two fabulous women who are in the mastermind with me, with the one and only Calvin Martyr from the Blackout Coalition. So I have here with me, I have Lushana Daniels from the Success Systems, and I have Karen Lane from BlackBelongingMatters.com. How are you ladies today?
Doing very well, thank you.
Okay, great.
Doing well, Z. Thanks for having us.
Awesome, awesome. I'm so glad that you guys are here. So the first question that we talked about was inspired by a post that Taryn made on her Facebook page about trickle-down economics and how it has not been successful in being the rising tide that lifts all boats. So my question to you both, and I'm going to ask you, Lushana, first. I'm going to ask you, what do you see as the failure of trickle-down economics?
Oh, wow. The failure is in the government. That's the first thing that I can think of, because they were the ones that decided to give these tax cuts to the wealthy. And now we have what we have, the middle class and the poor doing a lot worse than they were beforehand, and the rich still getting richer. And I do believe that as the middle class and poor start to learn that the smart thing to do is to have a business so they can get tax cuts as well, would be the smartest thing to do, because the government is going to always take care of the wealthy. Most of these companies are on the New York Stock Exchange, and they're going to take care of that sector. And so therefore, even if you have a small part-time business, that smart-time business doesn't have to be a large brick and mortar business like these big companies. Just have something that you'll be able to do tax write-offs so that you can sustain your life.
All right. Thank you so much for that insight. Now, Miss Taryn Lane, what do you see as the failure of trickle-down economics?
I think the failure is that it hasn't worked, right? The premise is that cutting tax for the wealthiest people and businesses in America would lead to the wealthy trickling that money down to the middle class and the lower class. And what we found is that that hasn't worked. The middle class is perhaps non-existent at this point as a result of trickle-down economics. And, you know, as Lushana mentioned, you know, the poor are basically getting poorer. And the article that you referred to was an article that summarized a report from economists from all over the world, looking at, you know, 50 years of this economic model and what it's done. And they found that it has failed, and, you know, it has led to the poor getting poorer and the rich basically retaining their wealth.
Well, I think, you know, what you guys have to say about this is definitely apropos. And, you know, when you step back and you think about it, I mean, the assumption of trickle-down economics is that the wealthy are going to spend money with all these other people, right? They're going to hire them. They're going to spend money on goods and services and all these things. But one thing I have seen a trend is for the wealthy, as people get wealthier, they spend money on more luxury goods. And you guys both and I know that a lot of luxury goods, some are not, but some of the mass produced luxury goods are produced in sweatshops. And, you know, at very low wages. So this whole idea of trickle down economics is not working. I mean, you see it in the wage gap. It takes about 18 months for a Black woman who's, you know, on the same education experience level as a white woman to work 18 months to earn what she makes in a year. And that white lady has to work longer than a year to make what her white male counterpart makes. So we see a wage gap that's compounding this these tax cuts. And so you really have a situation where corporate America has really created a hot mess where, you know, white supremacy is able to, you know, from the legacy of slavery to continue to compound the effects of starting in a negative position. So my next question to you guys is, you know, how can our listeners who are mostly Black people, how can they overcome the Black tax? This is a term that is used when you talk about the effects of racism, oppression, and white supremacy on Black people. This term, the Black tax, is, you know, something that holds Black people back economically and prevents them from being upwardly mobile. So what are your thoughts about how Black people listening can overcome this clear and present obstacle?
Well, I would say that Black people can overcome this obstacle by clearly just taking in the knowledge and actually doing something with that knowledge. And when I say taking in the knowledge, I'm talking about changing and I would say unlearn what you have been taught in school. Because if you continue to say, okay, all I'm gonna do is just work with somebody and that's all I'm gonna do all my life, then you're not gonna get anywhere. The best thing to do is while you're working for someone, have your own part-time business. And that way you can start to have tax write-offs. Just like the wealthy, you'll be able to use these different avenues you're gonna purchase these things anyway. So why not have a business to combat those taxes? That's part of it. Another thing is I used to do insurance. And let me just say this. I think a very important thing to do is to have some life insurance. Because I find that a lot of families go into debt and, you know, when one of those incomes are gone and you don't have any money to sustain your family, it puts you back maybe 5-10 years. So it's definitely important to get at least a little bit of term insurance where you can pay for the whole year, and then also get you some whole life insurance with it's actually the whole life that accumulates, permanent whole life that accumulates, and you're able to put your money in there and use that as a bank. So that is a way that you can help yourselves as well. And also, more than anything, you got to fix that credit, because when you fix that credit, then you can pay less in interest rates when you go to finance.
Well, those are some excellent tips. So how can people contact you to get some more information?
Oh, you can just go on my Instagram. Go to Lushonna, Lushonna, Lushonna Success Systems on Instagram. And just click the link and you'll see all the information you need to get some help.
Awesome. So my question, the same question is to Taryn Lane. How can the Black people listening overcome the Black tax?
This is obviously something that's been generations in the making, right? It's systematic. So, you know, this is really a hole that we have to dig ourselves out of, and it might not necessarily fully, you know, the work that we put in now may not necessarily fully benefit us in this generation, but, you know, those that come after us. And I think that's one of the most important things that we can do, is to focus on our communities and building our communities and building our children, so that the future generations can be successful. And there's so much, you know, it's education, it's, you know, starting young, it's exposing your kids to the opportunities that we didn't have. You know, there's so much out there now, you know, STEM classes for kids, stock market classes for kids, you know, the sorts of things that I personally didn't grow up. I still don't know much about the stock market, you know, and so those are the types of things, you know, the stock market is normalizing conversations in other households, and kids grow up hearing about that. I didn't grow up like that. And so, you know, we have to do better for our kids. You know, education, like I said, is so very important. And I'm not only speaking about collegiate education, it might be a trade education, you know, not every person is fit to pursue the academic route, but, you know, that doesn't make that person any less brilliant than, you know, someone who does pursue the academic route. You know, you can be brilliant in many ways. You could be a brilliant plumber, you could be a brilliant construction worker, a brilliant artist, a brilliant dancer. You know, really, as a community, I think we have to recognize our children's strengths and nurture that strength. And, you know, that is, I think, very critical to overcoming the Black tax, is investing in our children in ways that our generation and those before us weren't necessarily invested in, or we didn't get those types of investments.
Well, you guys are definitely dropping some golden nuggets. I mean, wow. I mean, Taryn and Lushonna, this is kind of a free for all. And now instead of me giving you guys both structured questions, I kind of want to just have, you know, continue to have this conversation. You know, success. When you talk about success, talk about technology, in an environment of white supremacy, and just being able to overcome these obstacles and, you know, grow a legacy and a family, what do you think should be the priorities for our listeners, whether they're an entrepreneur or, you know, a W-2?
I believe that the priority for each household is, again, for that household to have a business within that household. Make sure that your kids are employed by you. That way, you'll be able to pay your kids up to $12,000 per year, put that money away for them, and help their future. Another thing is, I also believe that instead of trying to like run against whoever's going to a four-year school, knowing that a lot of kids don't get scholarships, a lot of kids don't get a full ride, go to a two-year college first. It's so much better to go to a two-year college. Then that way you're able to pay it straight off and no child will have to worry about these student loans as much. If you go to the community college and get a trade or get a two-year degree, you'll be just fine. And then you can transfer over to a four-year college for your kids and they'll be happy that they did it that way, you know, and your family will be able to maintain a lot more money.
That's a great strategy. You know, when I think about my education, I was talking to one of my past guests on the Bashani Radio Network, the CEO and founder of Data360. And I was just sharing with her how, you know, what I've learned in her boot camp about customer acquisition and other things. They did not teach that at MIT's business school. And that was an excellent education. You know, MIT is one of the best universities in the world, but still, you know, the university system has its limitations. It has more of an employee mindset and is really not teaching, you know, how to have an employer's mindset. So, Taryn, the question to you is, what do you see as success? What do you think should be the priorities for families right now during this holiday season? And what else, whatever else is on your mind?
What should be the priority? I mean, family is the priority, right? And not just your immediate family. We're talking about our community in general. That should be our priority. We see what's going on right now in America. And it's just a failure of focusing on family and failure of focusing on community. Because if we truly focused on community and focused on family, you know, this whole corona thing wouldn't be affecting us as much, right? Unfortunately, the American way is really to think so much more about self as opposed to thinking about family. And I think it's very important, and family and community is what I mean. You know, the American way is thinking about yourself as opposed to thinking about the whole, the group, the family. So
individualism.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm trying to say, Z. And it's hurt us, you know, other countries that don't have that mantra, they're doing so much better because they understand that, you know, it's not just about them. It's about their neighbor. It's about their community. And so I think as Black people, we really need to focus on our community and caring for our community and building our community so that we can keep the monies within our community. And, you know, just have that cycle, you know, just have it restart. You know, the money comes in, it stays in, and we build ourselves that way, and we build a future for our kids that way. Sorry, I was muted. We can, you know, build jobs for our kids that way, you know.
I think that's awesome. I mean, I think for me, you know, having this roundtable with you ladies has definitely been like really special because you guys have so much insight in your respective specialties. I mean, from just, I did not know that your business, your home-based business or your business can pay your children who are 17 or younger $12,000 in a year tax-free for the child. And that reduces your tax liability. That is amazing. That's amazing. Another great golden nugget that was shared was blackbelongingmatters.com. If you're looking for a job, there's a tool on there that will optimize your resume to make sure that you are getting through the AI bots that are screening resumes before they get into anyone's hands. So this is some great information, phenomenal information. So I just want to ask you guys, Lashana Daniels, do you have a shout out that you would like to make before we wrap up this episode? Lashana?
I just would like for everyone to take your life very seriously, especially when it comes down to your credit, because if you have bad credit, you're going to have to pay a lot of money out that you don't want to have to pay out. I want you to remember that your community is everything. I just thought about that really because of Taryn speaking about that. Your community is everything. And I in one of my groups I have, I talk about community strength. And when you have community strength, and you do what we are doing now, which is called Blackout Until, all right? Having economic solidarity is the key to all of this. And then that's another way that we can combat this black tax. That's another way that we can strengthen all of our communities all over the world.
So, Lashana, what is this Blackout Until for those who are not in the know? Because I know there's only 1.8 million of you guys in the group. So,
okay, so Blackout Until, this is a hashtag that we all put up, and Mr. Calvin Martyr started this one day. He just got on social media, and we're able to listen to what he had to say as far as the brutality of just people getting hurt, especially black people. The brutality from the police department and others not respecting us as black people. And so what we did was we blacked out. It was called Blackout 2020. So we blacked out, I believe it was June the 7th. And that was economic solidarity, that we did not spend any money on that day. And we made a big boom. So what we're doing now is we're blacking out every seventh day, the 7th, the 17th, and the 27th of each month. And we're also blacking out on the weekends as well.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. So, man, so you guys both have given your remarks. Do one last shout out. I want to do a shout out to the founder and CEO of Bashani Radio Network, Mr. Benny Randall. Want to give a shout out to him for everything that he's doing. If you are listening to this radio show on any other platform other than the Bashani Radio app, I urge you to download the app, which is really cool because you can listen to the podcast episodes as you're on Facebook or Instagram. It plays in the background. That's a really cool feature. You can go to the Google Play or to the Apple Store and download the Bashani Radio app. So I just want to thank Lashana and Taryn for coming on to the show today. It has been so good, and I do apologize for the technical difficulties, but we made it through. And this is a great.
I didn't get to give my shout out.
Oh, I thought you gave your shout. I'm sorry. Go ahead and give your shout outs, girl. I'm tired.
I want to give a shout out to you and Lashana. It's okay. I want to give a shout out to you and Lashana. I've said this to you in private, but you know, I am, you know, very much an introvert. I'm not very good at going out and speaking and, you know, engaging with people, but I think you guys have such amazing energy. It's, you know, it's been really natural for me, and I appreciate you, Z, inviting me to come on this show and to speak with your listeners. So thank you. And thank you, Lashana, for your tips. And, you know, both of you, you've been so helpful since we've connected, and I'm grateful for that.
Well, thank you so much for the shout out. And I'm going to do one last call. And I want to make sure I don't miss out on anybody on the shout outs. Lashana, you have any other comments?
No comment, but just go on Instagram with LaShawna Success System so you can get yourself straight.
Right. And if you know, not everybody is built to be an entrepreneur. And that's why, you know, we need to walk in a diversity of gifts. And if you, it, you really should have your own home-based business. I agree with you, LaShawna. But if you were like me, I had my business, but I was still doing the W-2 thing, you know, doing, you know, back and forth. I'm full-time working my business now. But BlackBelongingMatters.com is a great resource. I mean, you've been listening, you know there's companies looking for you who are committed to creating a workplace that is inclusive. And that means so much. So I'm looking at the back, your back wall, LaShawna, and I see a sign. What does your sign say? It says, find joy in your journey. I love that. I love that.
Yes, find joy in your journey. I believe that every day I get up. I believe that. And let me tell you something. If I was ever at your house and I woke up in the morning and you say, who is that? They need to go back to sleep. I'm just clicking my fingers and I'm happy and I'm singing and I'm happy to be up every day. So we got to be like that. It sets the tone for the rest of your day.
Yeah, I find myself waking up every day just like before my alarm because I'm just so excited about what the day is going to bring. And it's just so much work to be done. And we live in a very interesting time. And if you are on the fence about whether or not you want to walk in your gifts, let me urge you to get busy. Start that business. Go after that new job. Level up. 2021, the theme for me in 2021 is show up, show out, and relationships are number one. Like we talked about, community is so important to foster these relationships. Community, be intentional about it because we are all we got. We are our own rescue. And without further ado, with all minds are clear, this is Z Scott, the SEO queen, and you've been listening to The Tech Show on the Bashani Radio Network with my guests, my fabulous guests, Taryn Lane and LaShawna Daniels. Thank you so much, and until next time.
The SEO queen, the SEO queen. More credibility, the SEO queen. More visibility, the SEO queen. More profitability, the SEO queen. The SEO queen, the SEO queen. The SEO queen, the SEO queen. More credibility, more visibility, more profitability, the SEO queen.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.